escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jane Metzler, and here's what's happening. SEPTA riders bearing the brunt of this first day of impact as those so-called doomsday sweeping cuts to service take effect. KYW Shara Day Howard spoke with riders who had a lot to say.
Just out of the gate, SEPTA cuts are hitting Philly hard.
Disappointment? Heartbreak?
Oh my God. Well, I'm an hour late.
A 1-2 punch, drastic cuts to service. What does that look like? Well, 32 bus routes eliminated, gone. 16 bus routes will be shortened and 88 total routes will be reduced. Montgomery County also feeling the pain. Over 800,000 daily commuters will be impacted. People like Wayne.
Well, this is going to cause a lot of problems getting back and forth to work. It's going to make a lot of people mad. This city is going to go crazy.
Jai, he works at the sports complex in South Philly, but he lives in West Philly. Those after-game express trains, well, they've also been eliminated. The cuts, he says, are cutting right through his pockets.
I got to go from South Philly to West Philly. Now I got to call Ryan. Sometimes you don't have it, sometimes you do. I'll be on a budget.
And Philly parents like Billy, she says the struggle is real and is only going to get worse as the school year begins.
No, it hurts, and it feels like it really hurts the folks who really, really need it.
KYW's Nigel Thompson spoke with some Phillies fans about how they are adjusting.
Naima from South Philly was one of the many Phillies fans making the trek to the stadium complex via the Broad Street line. But even before SEPTA's cuts, she had issues with the system.
I've been walking. I don't like the subway system because of it's either too long or too crowded, too smoky. Too much.
And that crowding is said to get worse on game days and during concerts at the stadium complex as express trains are gone along with any special event service.
I live in a neighborhood, so for me it's walking distance. To the average person it's not. For people coming from out in the county, that's going to be a headache. They cut the funding for everything, so how are they going to get home?
Adrian took the subway down to the Phillies game with her family. They're in town for the weekend from Williamsport, and public transit has been their main mode of transport.
As far as just the traffic and navigating and price of parking, it was way cheaper for the weekend to put it in the parking garage and then use public transportation.
Just like SEPTA, New Jersey Transit needs cash. Officials there now exploring their options, including selling or leasing some of the extensive real estate holdings. We get details now from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
New Jersey Transit owns more than 8,000 acres, mostly in prime locations near train stations. CEO Chris Calori says they're now studying the best ways to generate some income from this real estate portfolio.
You have to sort of look at the overall budget for New Jersey Transit and to determine if there are non-fare revenue options that you can consistently bring in so you can lower the impact on our fare payers.
Calori says they don't intend to just sell everything off for a one-time cash out. They want to increase housing at or near train stations.
The goal is to make sure that the transit system sees ridership growth, the community sees a tax benefit, and the riders see an overall community benefit by having their homes next to the train station.
And the study's just getting started. Kalori is expecting a full report with recommendations sometime in October.
At least three people are dead, others wounded in a series of separate shootings across Philadelphia overnight. Police say the most recent happened close to 3 o'clock this morning on West Ruscombe Street in Logan. Several men were on the sidewalk, police say, when someone walked up and opened fire. One man was killed after he shot back at the gunman. The shooter was hit in the leg. A second man was hurt. His condition is unknown. The gunman then took off running. Earlier in the morning, a man was found shot and killed not far up the road in the Fern Rock neighborhood. Police say this happened just before 1 o'clock at Warnock Street and Spencer Avenue. And minutes before that, a man in his 30s was killed after he was shot in the head in Kensington. This happened at the intersection of E and East Thayer Streets. No arrests have been made in any of these shootings. And the runners were off to the races in South Philadelphia this morning for the Philly 10K Run. Hundreds of participants started at 8th and South Streets, running the 6.2-mile course through the streets of South Philly, going through some of the more popular areas to run in the city. The runners finished up at 5th and South Streets, celebrating with a post-race festival. And that's the All Local. I'm Jane Metzler. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.